蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。从今天开始呢，我们要开始一个新的系列，来分享一个名为《圣经是真的吗》这个系列的节目。经过前面几期节目的一个分享，讲到《说话的神》这一篇的纪录片，我们能够看到圣经真的是神特别的一个启示。在圣经当中呢，我们能够认识到神是怎么样的神，以及神对人的心意是什么。当然呢，还是不能排除有很多的朋友对圣经当中很多的东西呢有一定的疑惑和质疑，这也是历时历代许多的宣教士、布道家、神学家他们一直持守的，那就是因着一颗信心去相信神透过圣经向我们说话。而对于那些对圣经有疑义的人，我们应该怎么办呢？当然，一方面呢，我们是要据理力争，透过历史，透过世界万物提供的证据来引证圣经实在是神的话语。另外一方面呢，我们当然要为他们来祷告，因为只有神的灵能够亲自的开启人的眼，不是人自己理性上认同，哦，原来我能认识神。就像查尔斯在上一个系列节目当中讲到的，是因为神邀请我们来认识他，不是因为我们人有一天进化到一个程度，我们觉得我们可以去找神了。因为我们靠人自己是没有办法找到神的。当然，我们分享这一系列的节目呢，我想可能很多朋友内心深处有一些的小疑问都能够逐渐的得到解决。最重要的是，我们在这个过程当中要不断的祷告，寻求神的帮助，求神自己来亲自成为我们的解答。那现在呢，我们先来听今天的蓝天绿洲。
There are many voices out there today that would directly challenge the validity of the Bible. How do they do it? By challenging the very content of the Bible. You ever heard this question? How can God in the Old Testament be so harsh when he seems so loving in the New Testament? Does God have schizophrenia? Or is this just a sign that the Bible is untrustworthy because of vast inconsistencies?
现今世界有很多人质疑圣经的真实性，他们会用圣经的内容来挑战我们。你可能听过这样的问题：为什么旧约的神那么严厉，到了新约又变得那么和蔼可亲？难道神有精神分裂吗？或是圣经根本就不可信，因为有太多不一致的地方？
Well, we're in this series that we're calling Is the Bible True? Just starting it today.We're taking that challenge head on. Maybe you have asked that question before. Maybe you have thought that the Bible presents a God that is just too judgmental, too immoral to believe in.
所以今天我们开始这个系列叫做《圣经是真的吗》？我们正面接受挑战。或许你也问过同样的问题。或许你也曾经认为圣经里的神太苛刻、太不道德，让你很难相信。
The way we hear the Old Testament taught sometimes can make us think that the God of the Old Testament is exactly like that. We hear that God expects perfect obedience, or else he's going to punish you. We hear that God judges the people and the enemies of his people. Well, let me say that there's a better way to read the Bible. And the first way is to take all that the Bible says into account. All.
有时候我们听到关于旧约圣经的教导，让我们以为旧约圣经的神就是那样，总是要人绝对服从，否则他就会惩罚你。我们听说神老是在审判他的子民和他子民的敌人。我告诉你一个更好的读圣经的方法。首先就是要把整本圣经所说的一起参照来看，全部都要考虑进去。
What do I mean? Well, no one talks about hell. more than Jesus. Ever thought of that? Jesus talks about judgment and eternal punishment more than anyone else in the Bible. So, if we think the God of the Old Testament is just judgmental and hateful because he talks about punishment, we have to think Jesus is that way too. But that's only part of the story, isn't it?
我的意思是什么呢？耶稣说到地狱的事儿呢，比任何人都多。你没想过吧？耶稣说到审判和永远的刑罚也比圣经里任何人都多。所以，如果我们因为旧约的神讲到了惩罚，就认为神很苛刻，充满愤恨，那么我们要想想，耶稣也是一样。然而，这并不是故事的全貌，对不对？
It was Jesus who also said, "Come to me, everybody that's weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest." He says in John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Jesus talks about judgment, but he talks about his love for the world as well. And you know what? That same thing happens in the Old Testament.
耶稣也说过，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使他得安息。约翰福音3:16说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。耶稣虽然说到审判，但他也说到他对世人的爱。而且你知道吗？同样的情况也发生在旧约。
Yes, we read the Old Testament about the Lord punishing Israel or other nations for their disobedience, like Exodus 34:7, who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. But we need to hear the beginning of that verse to really grasp what is being said. Exodus 34:6-7, the Lord. The compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
的确，我们在旧约读到了神惩罚以色列或是其他国家，因为他们不顺服。例如，出埃及记34:7说，万不以有罪的为无罪。必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到3-4代。但是我们必须从前面开始读，才能抓住真正的意思。出埃及记34:6是这么说的：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
The Lord may visit.To the fourth generation, but he is gracious and compassionate to thousands. Repeatedly in the Psalms, we hear that the love of the Lord endures forever. His faithfulness stretches to the sky. God is shown in the Old Testament to be patient, compassionate, forgiving. He intervened in Egypt to save his people. So that's the first thing we need to see.That when we take all that the Bible says into account, God isn't a different God in the Old Testament. Yes, there's judgment because the Lord is just, but his patience and his grace always in the forefront.
神追讨人的罪到第四代，但他存留慈爱和怜悯给千万人。在诗篇当中，我们也不断地读到，神的慈爱永远长存，他的信实达到穹苍。在旧约圣经中，神显出了他的忍耐、怜悯与赦免。他在埃及救出他的百姓。所以，我们首先要明白的是，当我们把整本圣经综合起来看，会知道新旧约的神是同一位。没错，是有审判，因为神是公义的，但同时他也满有忍耐与恩慈。
Up to the hill of Calvary, my Savior went courageously, and there he bled and died for me. Hallelujah for the cross. And on that day the world was changed, a final perfect lamb was slain. Let earth and heaven now proclaim, Hallelujah for the cross.
For the war he fought, love has won, death has lost. Hallelujah, for the souls he bought. Hallelujah, for the cross. What good I have done could never save. My debt too great for deeds to pay. But God, my Savior, made a way. Hallelujah for the cross. A slave to sin, my life was bound. But all my chains fell to the ground. When Jesus' blood came flowing down. Hallelujah. This hope will guide me into death. Hallelujah for the cross.
Brings me to the second way to read the Bible that helps answer this question. From the beginning of the Bible to the end, we see that God doesn't just stand back and watch bad things happen. He comes down and enters into what's happening with his people. Right after Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord came to the garden. When Israel was suffering in slavery and oppression, it was the Lord who came down to save them. When his people went off into exile, it was the Lord who promised to bring them back. And he did, by the way.
第二点与第一点也相关，就是读圣经可以帮助我们解答各种疑问。从圣经的开头读到最后，我们看到神并没有袖手旁观，任凭坏事发生，而是亲自进入他子民身处的环境当中。在亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，神来到伊甸园里。当以色列受到奴役和压迫，神来拯救他们。当他的百姓被掳到异邦，神应许带他们回到故土，而且他真的做到了。
He's present in judgment, but he's also present to save. And that tells us something, doesn't it? We hear that the Old Testament God is some giant bully looking down on poor creatures in their misery, but no, the Old Testament shows a gracious and compassionate God who enters into our misery to save us.
他带来审判，但也带来拯救。这告诉我们什么呢？有人认为旧约的神就像个暴虐的巨人，眼睁睁看着弱小的人类受苦，但其实不是。旧约圣经让我们看到了一位满有恩慈怜悯的神，他来到我们的苦难中拯救我们。
If you're someone who doesn't really think God cares about you, you need to hear this. Me too. The Lord is so compassionate that he doesn't just stay far away when there is suffering. He comes to us. He can meet you right where you are, in the middle of your misery. And we see that not just because Jesus Christ entered this broken world to save his people, but because the Old Testament shows us that this is the kind of God he is. He is a God who comes close. He gets his hands dirty.
如果你一向认为神并不关心你，那么你跟我一样，需要听到这个信息。神是满有怜悯慈爱的神，他没有漠视我们的苦难，他来到我们当中，他会到你所面对的痛苦中与你相遇。我们能这么说，是因为耶稣基督来到这个破碎的世界，拯救他的百姓。因为我们在旧约圣经看到了神就是这么一个慈爱拯救的神，他靠近我们，他亲自行动。
And there's one more thing I'd like to add, a third way to understand the Bible that shows us the Lord is compassionate from beginning to end. The Lord enters suffering, but he also promises to take judgment upon himself.
我还想补充第三个读圣经的方法，可让我们了解神从头到尾都是蛮有怜悯的。除了来到我们的苦难中之外，神也应许他自己会承受审判。
When the Lord entered into the broken world that happened after Adam and Eve sinned, he promised, I will put enmity between the seed of Satan and the seed of the woman. This seed would crush his head, but Satan would bruise his heel. This is a promise from the Savior. And did you notice that it is the Lord who will put this enmity, this opposition between Jesus and Satan?
当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，神应许说，撒旦的后裔和女人的后裔会彼此为仇。女人的这个后裔，耶稣会伤撒旦的头，而撒旦会伤他的脚跟。这是一个拯救的应许。而且你有没有注意到，是神叫耶稣和撒旦彼此为仇。
Well, when Jesus came in body to this world, he did suffer. He suffered most of his life.His family didn't trust him. His friends eventually abandoned him. And ultimately, he was nailed on a cross and abandoned by the Lord God himself. The God of the Old Testament promised his people that he would take sin and judgment upon himself and save them. And he came in the time of the New Testament to do just that. He took judgment upon himself. Judgment.Against our sins. And why did he do that? Not because he's a sadist, but because he loves us.
当耶稣道成肉身来到世上，他确实受了痛苦。他一生大部分时间都在受苦。他的亲人不相信他，他的朋友背弃他，最后他被钉在十字架上，连神也离弃他。旧约圣经中的神应许他自己会承担罪债与审判。来拯救他的百姓。到了新约的时候，神就来实践这个应许。他亲自承受了审判的刑罚，而这本来是我们因为犯罪该受的审判。为什么他要这么做？不是因为他喜欢被虐待，而是因为他爱我们。
Two different gods in the Old Testament? No way. But there is promise and fulfillment. I hope you can see.That this is the God that can be trusted. He is a compassionate God who gave up his only son in order to save you, if you have faith. That's the God of the Old and the New Testaments. That's the God of the Bible. That's our Savior.
旧约圣经和新约圣经是两个不同的神吗？绝对不是。只是先有应许，后来应验。我希望你能明白，这位神值得你信任，他满有怜悯恩慈，因此舍弃他的独生子来拯救你。只要你相信和接受，就能得救。这位神是旧约与新约的同一位神，他是圣经的神，是你和我的救主。
Would you join me in prayer for a minute?
你愿意跟我一起祷告吗？
Dear God, we come to you right now. Some of us not even knowing what you are all about. I pray that you would let us each see even today your glory. And that while God, you are judge, you are also forgiver of our sins. And that you have compassion and love that never ceases.
亲爱的神，我们来到你面前。可能我们当中有些人对你还没有什么概念。我祷告，求神让我们每一个人都能见到你的荣耀，甚至就在今天。也让我们知道，你虽然是审判者，但你同样能赦免我们的罪。愿我们都知道，你的怜悯慈爱永不断绝。
Lord, may some of us even this day call you our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. May we say that for the very first time, having laid our sin at the foot of the cross. And even those of us who are believers, to lay our burdens down and to realize that you love us and you take care of us.
主啊，盼望今天就有我们的听众愿意接受耶稣基督为救主，因为你为我们的罪死了。盼望今天有人愿意生平第一次在你面前认罪，仰望你的十字架。即使我们当中已经信主的人，我们也把各种重担交给你。愿我们都知道你爱我们，你关心我们。
We pray this now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
这样祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Whose priceless blood has ransomed me. Mine was the sin that drove the bitterness and hung him on the judgment tree. I will glory in my Redeemer who crushed the power of sin and death. My only Savior before
朋友，你有没有跟查尔斯一起来祷告呢？当查尔斯分享到圣经的真实性的时候，他首先提出来的是圣经当中旧约与新约，我们常人看起来似乎有矛盾的地方。确实啊，如果我们不能够整体的去看的时候，我们会觉得这些地方充满了矛盾，甚至是我们对神的认识也感觉好像很难把握。但是我们从头到尾的去看的时候，我们就发现原来神早已知道。就好像我们从创世纪就可以看到启示录，因为创世纪那里神已经应许了会有一位救主来到这个世界上，代替我们的罪，为我们而死。这是神的拯救的计划，这也是神解决罪进入这个世界，解决我们犯罪的问题的方法，就是神以无罪的身份来代替我们。我们常常在想，信仰对我们来说到底意味着什么呢？也许有人觉得这是心灵的慰藉，或者是一种基于哲学思想的一种延展，也就是我们的精神层面有所升华。但我们从圣经当中看到，认识神，认识上帝，跟随耶稣，事实上是我们人生命的一种回归。因为当神开始创造世界的时候，创造了亚当和夏娃的时候，在他们没有犯罪之前，他们与神是同行的，他们与神的关系是美好的。当撒旦诱惑了夏娃，让他们吃下了禁果之后，罪就来到这个世界上了。因为罪的出现，我们人与圣洁的神关系破裂了，从此人不能再接近神。而耶稣基督来呢，就是成为一个桥梁，成为一个中保，让我们重新可以跟神去建立一个美好的关系，也就是回归到人生命被创造的本来的意义上去。这一点是很特别的。也许朋友，你真的对圣经有很多的疑惑，甚至你对圣经当中的很多话语都有质疑。但是就像查尔斯建议我们的，当我们整本的来看圣经的时候呢，我们不仅是看到神的审判、神的惩罚、神的降罪，我们更应该看到的就是神的拯救。有错了就要承担，这是我们每一个人都清楚的，自己犯了错，自己就要付上代价。所以我们犯了错，要承担后果是再正常不过的。可是耶稣来了，他要为我们承担我们犯错的后果，就是为了让我们摆脱那个永远的痛苦，让我们能够重新回到上帝的怀抱里。所以亲爱的朋友，邀请你来认真的读一读圣经，在圣经当中我们可以找寻答案。当然了，你也可以向上帝祷告说，主啊，我不认识你，或者说我对你的认识不足，求你帮助我，求你自己亲自来启示我，让我知道你是神，让我知道我的生命在你的手中。邀请朋友你给李诺来信，蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。